have a problem.
We don't have an accordion.
I don't know.
Well, it didn't matter to me. It has been his one way to speak on Germain that wanted it.
I see.
But we were just waiting for Germain. Maybe Oberlin would have something to add to this. Did we leave them in a state of shock or ready to go and visit plant?
Chris would like to come back and spend a day or two with you. Is that answering your question? The pilot.
The bear too.
Yeah. All of that sounds very logical, Paul. Maybe not all of it. He didn't like to see the Rogue River go underwater.
Most don't. I don't particularly care about myself.
Tell him to bring his plane and he's welcome here anytime. Since I can't be beamed up quite yet.
Oh yes, we were talking about that, weren't we?
Yeah, yes. I was interested in
all right.
How far away my frequency rate is.
You would do better than some. But I'll tell you, we get a great deal of amusement out of what comes forth in your publications. Snatching. Abductions. We don't really go around doing that. And you will note that always the craft comes very close. And usually ones will see energies come from the craft and then they're stunned or deadened or zapped or whatever they're going to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they are stabilized in a light beam. All of this is by prior contract, but you don't always remember these things and so it's very frightening. Mm-hmm. And it's like a drowning man. Sometimes stabilization is necessary in order that ones do not hurt themselves. So let us start there.
Occasionally Tuesday, October,
is it the same one or?
This is public PDF, so it's probably not.
Sure would appreciate it because we're most certainly all enjoyed the last one.
Okay. Don't forget. I'm telling everybody, so someone should remember. I got a note to
everybody. Remember to remind him. He's the only one that can pick up anything.
The 23rd?
What's the date? I think it's the 21st. I'll have to answer. But I've got a note to myself.
Well, at any rate, a lot of the research having been done by those from Reticulum have been along these lines. The human body cannot make that transition from a great distance. Always, abductions have been taking place either on the ground, and there I used it too. Forgive me, we don't really. Most of the ones coming off those craft are clones. They're robots. If you are being visited within your dwelling, I would guess that from time to time the actual energy would be there. Reticulum has zillions, jillions of robotic, really thinking androids. And they look exactly like the little figures, the little people. They're small. They are beautiful. The robots have no pupils in their eyes. They are mirrors. They pick up information. They are scanners. But they're very, very similar to the energies, except the energies will, if you look very closely, the ones who don't remember because of the darkness of the eyes, they don't have white sclera. Therefore, they would appear very dark, but the energy itself has a different approach for one thing, and then has a lens and an iris in the eyeball. But these little energies that come, these little beings that come, are mostly androids, and there is nothing Now, those are just coverings for those areas, and they are major scanners. They are thought machines. They can change, you know, they can be programmed, yes. But they are what we call intelligent machines. They will react almost as a brain thinks to a given situation. But it's very, very confusing to them, you see, when man fights back. If they bring an energy aboard and it fights back, they don't really know what to do. Therefore, usually at the point of contact, there will always be a beam that will stabilize the human energy. So if there is no damage to anyone, if it gets completely out of control, there will always be an energy brought in, and sometimes they bring them to ones from Pleiades. Their agreement was to do great research from the aspect of man. How, and this requires the drawing of blood. This requires many, many things to see how best man can be prepared for evacuation through a light beam. Not as much for the man as for what variations can be accomplished on the part of space brothers in the beam system to facilitate the bringing aboard of life forms. We will not be dematerializing, you see. We will be bringing aboard up a beam of light, and the frequency most humans cannot withstand it. They're not balanced with it. And you see, most coming up the light beam will be just the general masses of enlightened ones. But they will not be of your type that have been worked with at all. Any of you could make it through the beams. We're bringing you back and forth. You would be fine. That is one step. What is happening, for instance, with some of you and with Dorma almost every night is we simply do what they do on Star Trek. We just dissolve you and reassemble. Sounds terrible, but it really doesn't help.
When will we be able to have more conscious, even fragmented more consciousness of it, like premeditated and such like, even though we know what's happening now?
I can't give you a time. A lot depends on how things flow, quite frankly, with the motion picture and our ability to get there. If you once become too enlightened, and you know that this is happening, there's not a one of you could keep your mouth shut. We've studied that, we've discussed it. And I can tell you this. When you do remember, it would be pretty total. It would be pretty total. I don't think that we'll have to baby you along and let you, but it may be. We'll have to study that. I don't think you're too far away from it.
I had another question in the same area. I noticed that all of us wear glasses in this room. Is there...
Old age, Randall.
Is there something? I had it when I was in the teens.
Well, you ones expect these problems, so you usually can create them. There are ways of improving eyesight.
That's what I'm saying.
However, I wouldn't be too concerned about it. If the glasses work, wear them.
I was thinking in terms of high winds, I'd rather not be wearing glasses.
Well, why don't we wait till the wind blows?
Right.
I hear you. I truly hear you. And yes, there can be attention given to that. But those are mostly still crutches. I would tell you this.
the more that you go into meditation and you are vacant, if you will, as with Dorma, I'm utilizing her now. She will be watching through her eyelids, for instance. This keeps the pupils dilated greatly. And sometimes that dilation continues even if the light is intense. Now this is one thing about what we would call on your place just simply a trance. And quite frankly, it takes a while, just as in some of the drug use in your society, you will either get pinpoint pupils or dilated pupils because of the reaction to whatever the substance might be. A trance is not a lot different in that the eyeball itself responds in a given way, and the vision will usually be very bad afterwards. It will take a while to come back into the ability to focus well. With aging, there are changes, and I'm talking about just as the body ages. The focal point, because of the contraction of the lens itself, or the covering of the lens, it just would not pinpoint quite as much. So your focus, clarity of vision will be farther from your eyes usually. And then of course you will have the other extreme of that particular problem, and that will be the ones who have to get it right on their nose. But you're a long way from making these particular kinds of changes, I would suspect, on your place. You may be stuck with glasses if you cannot see well. I have found with Dorma working with her, she'd forget her glasses and she would see just fine. In fact, I was amused one day. She put on her glasses and she could read just fine. And then it dawned on her, it was very dark in the room, and she realized she put on her sunglasses. So a lot of it is up there in the head, between the ears. She immediately, when she realized it, couldn't see a thing. You know, had to turn the whole house upside down. Had a complete breakdown.
I have a question.
All right.
I have a pretty bad curvature of the spine. I was noticing last night, trying to get straight.
Well, brother, I haven't.
Something
but
I mean.
It could be that as your health improves, all of you will get better and straighter and stronger. And you spent a lot of years hovering over bodies and open mouths. And tension does that. Stress does that. And poor diet does that down. So.
Well, I was a kid growing up. My mother used to always stand up straight, Al, and then my spine was crooked all the time, I guess.
Well,
she didn't know any different.
Right. Parents don't.
They had no education. I looked in the mirror last night, I couldn't believe how straight it was compared to. Anyhow, it hadn't been bothering me like it had either. Thank you. Whoever's helping, sure gets that.
You know, Randall, I had a friend who sent you a message. He said, the last time he spoke with him, he needed to speak, he would come through and work his most convenient at the time.
Are we enjoying Jermaine floating around here?
Yes.
Looking for a mouth?
Yes, we are.
Alan, maybe you would like to entertain Saint Germain.
In which way?
Well, they're certainly struck dumb by his presence.
I think I'm probably the same.
Maybe we have
additional instructions on how to bring it, like myself, salt after major major, an ability to relax and release into that. Sometimes it's hard for me to hold that, hold it long enough without my mind drifting.
I wonder if it might not help you if you took a microphone and just began to speak whatever is coming through your head. What happens, you see, with Dharma, first I wrote, and then I made her, as she wrote, read it, word for word, first letter for letter. A, B, O, U, T, and then finally about, and then finally it just fizzled out with the writing. She would get so just gone that she would start off writing and reading, and then pretty soon she just allowed me to speak. That's a very good way. And you have one facility here that is remarkable. You have three of you waiting to receive. Kortan, Semyasi, and Soltek. So there should be no reason any one of you would be embarrassed. And that's what it is. You feel silly. Well, we know that. And we sometimes feel silly, too. You're going to sound like you. But don't discount that. You have bright minds. And all you have to do is relax and open your mouth and let that mind speak. You don't have any trouble speaking as Randall. You will eventually find that you have less trouble speaking as Soltek or allowing him to speak as Randall does. Dharma can't keep her fragments straight. Gets her tongue all twisted and stutters. I don't know if y'all have noticed how brilliant Hatton is or not. I can speak for 3 hours, and she doesn't have much trouble with it. And I'm using her data. So in many ways, speaking becomes much less complicated. But always that voice is going to be that of your own, especially in the beginning. And to get overridden Dharma's feeling of exactly what you're going through, I had to come up with an accent. I happen to fit in with the other ones from Pleiades. Udli sounds like me. Most of the ones sound like me. Germaine comes through a little more forcibly, Arwajele. But his energy is a little different. And it's the energy you look for, the energy patterns, not some enunciation. And as you begin to realize you are receiving and some of the thoughts, you will find that your commanders will give you a little thought that you wouldn't have thought of. That's a personal thing. That's for your confirmation. Very often when you're writing and you go back and look at it, you wouldn't have said that. You wouldn't have bothered to think of that. Or even if you are concerned that maybe you would have, there'd be something just enough different about it. It will sound more professional to you than you would think you would sound, or more knowledgeable. And that, again, is your confirmation. And above all, you're not to worry about it anyway. In the beginning, maybe you'll poke a few things in there. That's up to your commander or your guide to clean that out. It's not your problem. It takes a while to mesh those energies. And you're going to keep popping back into consciousness. The minute you open your mouth and speak the word, you're going to come back into your consciousness, which turns him off. And therefore, you just have to attempt it and attempt it and attempt it. And then pretty soon, you'll just realize that you can set your consciousness aside. I would suggest all of you would take the learning self-hypnosis tape that Dorma did and practice it many times. It's lengthy, it teaches visualization, and if it requires visualizing Soltec or Germaine or whoever, then maybe you better get busy and do that. It helps to be able to get totally into a state of relaxation. And that's what's happening. You're staying in your consciousness. And the moment that you think you might like to speak, Rick comes right up, or Randall comes right up, or Alan's right there, right after you thought you put him away. The same with writing. You're going to sit there, and as you get better in tuned, it will just start. And you may sit there forever, and then you'll realize that no matter how weakly you're holding your pen, you're not helping either. It just takes a while, and as you get mashed up together, you'll find that it would be very hard to recognize the changing of the energy. You're going to find in training Soltec, he comes in on the blue and shades of violet ray. The hierarchy in that, or the structure in that ray, as the energies that will come through you, for instance, would be down through the ray of creation, Sanat Kumara, as much as Sananda, that'll be pretty well balanced out there. And then through Lord Michael, and then Germaine, and then Soltec. Soltec's on the blue ray. Actually quite silver blue. You're going to have Germaine popping in there all the time. Germaine is going to be one of the major, major, major participants in this group. Every one of you are going to pick him up. He waited graciously. Dorma offered. We had ones who were going to be in this group that would receive of Germaine. They didn't materialize properly. Either came and then left. And he is a major player. And we did not want to get it to be a habit that he would come through Dorma. And I would say she graciously offered, and we're great friends. And of course, I will step aside and let him come through here. But he needs speakers. But more, as long as he's got somebody to prod you, he gets his messages across. Don't worry about Germaine. And there are yet ones yet to come into the group. You see, Germaine, if you would notice from Portals of Light, he does not transmit through that group very much at all. He's a worker, particularly fond of the Americas, particularly. His heart cell is very touched by France, where he experienced as a Grand Saint Germain and was very active at the time in the United States in the writing of the Constitution, in the founding of this country. And he is extremely, extremely loving of it. Lord Michael is extremely loving of this earth, this sector of the universe, as is the one Jesus, the Christ. These Christ energies work throughout the universe, but ones are particularly loving of specific places. And the earth has this very beloved energy you will find that the Master Buddha, Babaji, and even Satya Sai Baba, who is what you would call a returned avatar. These are of the highest energy fragments. Muhammad, Krishna, Quetzalcoatl, even back as far as Zoroaster, and he was a little higher deity than you might consider one of the Christ energies. But all of these ones had their particular place on this continent, that, or not this continent, but on this planet, where they would function according to the needs of the peoples in those areas. Your needs are different. And America, at its very creation or discovery, was always intended to be the place from which the light would come in this particular time. I know that it's a little bit disappointing to know that everything was planned before it began, because there is no such thing as beginning or ending. I hear you.
I hope there will soon come a time when I can ask this question and get an answer that I can understand. But the one concept I've had difficulty with for the last number of years is the simultaneity of time. And time as we experience it in the third dimension as opposed to the non-existence of time in the other dimensions.
There is no existence of time in the third. And that is not going to be the kind of answer that makes it easier to understand. I don't ask you to understand or comprehend, because you already know the answer. You don't want to comprehend it. It is a feeling. When you really fully understand something, it is a feeling of completion. And you don't want to have it, because everything around you is perceived as real, manifested matter. And there is no such thing. And when you look around you and you perceive you see something, you are seeing a thought coalesced into a piece of matter. It is still a thought. And if enough of you project the same thought, you're going to have a mass sighting or viewing or perception. You could sit in this room and say, well, whose dream is this? Is this Rick's dream? And Dorma's a part of it? Or is it Dorma's dream and Rick happens to stumble through it? Because there is only one source, there is no time. For there is nothing. It is all illusion, a thought form. Now what you will perceive in your so-called thought reality is that you can experience here at this given moment. At the same time, however, you are experiencing all things, all times, in the fourth, in the seventh, on the other side of the world. I can only explain it to the best of my ability for explanation, as to be almost like an onion. You have a nucleus, let us call it God. We can also perceive it as a clump of garlic, and each little cell is having its own little play going on. Every energy, everything is perceived differently in some manner by all ones, all creation. The tree will perceive the air differently than you, and each tree will perceive it differently from every other tree. And yet you are so close, and your perception is like peeling off the onion skins and moving from dimension to dimension. And next to you, just a hair's breadth, a heartbeat away, is someone else's illusion in which you may overlap. But he is living out his scenario. And you would come and go from his, but you will always be in yours. And no matter what you wish to perceive, it is only now. It is only now. We sit here now. That's all there is. The past is a memory. The future is not. And it is not real. It is a thought projection. And basically, the overall is a thought projection. You become the thought projection of the source.
And yet you continually make the comment, it is done.
Yes.
Everything that we're doing is done.
Yes.
And I know that that's correct, and yet I can't get a handle on it.
You just can't feel it. That's because that you have masked the end of the story.
We came to your office.
It's right. It's elusive. You reach for it and reach for it and long for it. And that's why you're here experiencing now. If you had that knowledge, you would not be here experiencing. You would be elsewhere. For to have that knowledge. Perhaps you'd be with me. And you have done what I do. This time I get to be the commander and crack the whip. And you once be the hands. I have been the hands, you've been the commander.
But if all is now, and all of time is within the now, I am the commander now. Just like I am with you.
Well, I didn't want you to realize that.
He
tried to say program straight. By the way, I would like to project this thought, Rick Germain. I don't know why you have trouble speaking. For it's all the same. And yet we have chosen, remember, the thought of God projecting and coalescing into matter, the human form, inhabited by the energy of the gracious Father God, who breathed life. That's the only thing that brings any kind of reality to it at all. Otherwise, you would be existing as the rock with no basic consciousness, and therefore time doesn't matter. Because there's nothing to think about, to do, to be, to do anything. But you have been blessed with this wonderful gift. The Father said, hey, Junior, I'm going to make you in my image, and that means I'm going to give you the faculty of thought yourself. You can reason with it, or you can be unreasonable with it. But you're going to have the free will choice to grow. When that energy was first breathed forth, man was very ignorant. Continually he's coming out of the dark ages in his cycle of evolution. And then you come from the cave where there's no knowledge. And you grow up through the years in your perceived time. And it is all based on gaining more knowledge. Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. All knowledge is light. The source is all knowledge, all love, all existence. And there just simply is no such thing as time. And you can utilize it by the sequences of the orbit cycles of your solar. You see on some of these, Akarta, I believe, would have in your period of day, would be like a 36-hour day. Some have 72-hour days. So you cannot, and yet your existence is perceived to be essentially the same. Time does not exist. Sequence does.
Well, if we need another year in addition to the year we have, maybe we should petition for a 72-hour day.
I would take that under consideration. I don't know if you can pull it off. It's all right with me.
If we're fragments of our own self in the moment, in the infinite moment, we fragment from our totality into an isolated, compartmentalized unit to willfully create more of ourselves. Is that manifestation? There's no density of time, it's still in that same infinite moment?
Yes. You are really getting into the philosophy of universal time or non-time, and I would guess that it's going to be all but impossible for you to conceive of it.
Well, isn't part of it a pulsing? We are here. We think we're here 24 hours out of 24 hours. Don't we pulse so many times a second?
Well,
in and out, so to speak, of the consciousness of this level.
We'll do that even more if we go.
Let me throw even another one at you, and that is that in terms of information on this planet, I have received over the last year that we actually have less time in each day now than we had a year ago. And that time is becoming approximately 20% less each year, starting last year. If there's no time, how can that be?
Well, somebody wanted you to get off your fanny and get busy.
It's like 3 days for one.
You have to have some guideline, even for... You have manifested yourself. You've manifested the mess on this place.
So we're talking time compression.
You are talking... Well, I guess you could call that, because all of life is compression. It's only held together by compression. It's an expanding universe. I don't know how you say it. You are a figment of God's imagination. It's an illusion.
Well, isn't it basically...
And that is the most incredible thing for man ever to understand.
Isn't it basically in our own level, if when I think I see in my eyes, mind's eye, I'm going to develop a car. Well, before I do it, it's a thought. But we have to use our hands to do it, where theoretically, if you just take the thought and put yourself at the end of that thought, am I making sense?
That is when it's done.
Yeah. It makes as much sense as anything else we're talking about. You're talking about something that doesn't make any sense.
Because of our
that is like that same
understand.
Ridiculous argument. If a tree falls and there's no one to hear it, did it make a sound?
It didn't exist in the first place.
Well, it certainly did slosh around a few vibrations if, in fact, it were manifested.
Right.
But you have to know that there is only the now. There is only the is. Because nothing existed except whatever existed a moment ago can't.
Missed effort.
It's a memory. But the pie sitting in there on the cupboard until you eat it is there. You can go touch it if you want to. Well, is that a thought projection? You're going to be disappointed if somebody ate it.
Thanks for the reminder.
But basically everything that has happened up to now could as well have been a dream. You could be in bed right this moment and have dreamed every bit of this. You have had dreams that have been more real than sitting right here, right now. And many times you will be sitting in a given situation and know you have experienced it before. And that's when you know it's done. It has all been done.
Well, they've invited to bring our attorney to the panel.
And you are experiencing what you have chosen to experience in a given cycle of thought projection in the illusion of the play. And it could be that what has happened is the definition of time. You see, it is defined by Mr. Webster as something like the sequence of a ticking clock.
Light Network Church.
that has so many pulses or beats per second, per minute, per this, per that. You see, man has to put a definition on everything. Would the world be different if you did not have any clocks? You better believe it. They're handy. If you have an appointment at 2 o'clock, it helps to be able to look on your arm and say, oh, I have 15 minutes, whatever that means.
I
better hurry.
Or
I can take a lot of time. It's all in your perception. It merely makes the sequence of happenings a little bit easier to deal with.
Yes, ma'am.
But then you can open your eyes and say, well, but I have to sleep, so I choose to sleep at night. You choose to sleep at night because you don't have the interference of the visual images. And it became a habit in the day of the cave. You sleep at night because you can't see to work. You didn't have electric lights.
What good would it do when you get tired of it?
You can look. I am totally fragmented. I'm eavesdropping.
I am too, if we all are.
Wow, why don't we just pause this thing and eavesdrop?
Okay, good. Put it on pause.
Yeah.
I don't even know who it is.
Well, he's talking about Morgan Gundy and
Jay?
All the while gathering up other information. It would be obvious, and I would... We don't want to let the Kakalofin bit go. I can't stress enough the need for it, but I think you also see that it would be an incredible moneymaker.
Definitely.
You get it down to where it can be had by people.
Yes.
And with a little advertising, it's what people are going to want. You have many things happening with this particular type of Tesla stove. You have a situation of a maze of fireboxes.
That's right.
And by the time you get, you practically have no ash.
Oh.
So your upkeep is incredibly easy. You have a very clean heat source. You don't get soot all over everything. Very, very efficient heat source. And you don't have particulate in your air. It's very desirable. And it will take off.
He had mentioned it.
And when we start building it into the building plans, it'll just be there. It will get to the point where it'll be accepted, just as you would accept having a fireplace at the end of your room, in at least one room in your house, which is always considered your family room, because it conjures up the coziness of the ancient of ancient days when you sat around the fire in that illusionary cave.
Seems like only yesterday.
Yes, it was just yesterday.
Still the same moment.
In fact, it was just a minute ago.
Do you see how simple it is? I don't understand why you can't understand it.
That's why I asked.
It's logical. It explains everything in the universe. You can just cast it aside. It's not real anyway. Why would I get headache over it?
That means you don't have to do any work tomorrow. It's already done.
Well, then you might as well put off whatever you can do, because maybe it'll never get here.
Happens a lot.
Well, I know a lot of you just going to stick around just to spend your money. I intend to. I'm not going to spend all my time worrying about whether it is or isn't reef either.
Well, I just want to know if we're going to have to buy a bigger chair to seat you in the near future.
If you keep feeding her pie, it could be.
No, I was thinking the other day that in that general printing package or business, they have metal melting equipment for making letters and things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it would be an excellent source to be able to melt gold and make
rounds or make gold a certain weight of gold so it wouldn't be in its raw form?
Well, when we get all this property around here, we'd take our new heavy equipment rental tractor and scoop up everything, and then all that gold we find will melt in there. And we'll have all these lumpy nuggets. And then it's going to be interesting, what are we going to do with them? Bury them right back where we found them? And draw our little treasure maps of the unearthed in the next eternity.
Send it forward to the next moment, right?
It may be that when we dig it up, it'll be left there from the last one.
Maybe.
And they forgot to leave the map.
I'm quite sure there'll be a number of things we'll find if we keep our sows in straight line.
You may as well have a good time. I can't explain it, so anyone understands it. It just is.
That's why we don't always ask.
That's why I didn't ask you last week.
Well, I would have hoped that by the time you thought of it last week and now, you would have known.
Well, I just thought it. Throw it out there.
Throw a little philosophy